Carol Gillespie, who manages the fingerprinting system for King County, tells this story to show that the county is now solving crimes it wouldn't be able to in the past. She says last December, a 12-year-old girl was raped in her home in Shoreline. There was no suspect, so a forensics team went to her house.
They were able to find a palm print on a glass top vanity within the girl's bedroom.
They entered it into the county's system and almost immediately got a palm print match.
They hit on a 2006 arrest, a person who was arrested in Kent for driving while license suspended.
Within just 3 days, the suspect was arrested, confessed to the crime, and now faces 27 years to life. Without the county's new system, which includes palm print technology, Gillespie says the man likely would not have been caught. She says 30% of all prints found at crime scenes are from the palm of the hand rather than the fingers. There are other advances as well, including mobile devices, which let officers in patrol cars do fingerprint matches within minutes. All of this, officially known as AFIS, which stands for Automated Fingerprint Identification Program, is paid for through a property tax levy. It now costs the average homeowner about $20 a year. This week, the King County executive is expected to present his proposal for renewing the levy. It will likely be on the November ballot. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.